June 15. The City of Man. Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. For her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Revelation chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. We shouldn't be surprised or alarmed when Christians face continual opposition. Humanity's natural disposition is one of proud defiance towards God, and therefore against his people. Man, on the unstable foundation of his pride, builds a city, to use the picture language of Revelation, and constructs a lifestyle that is set against God's ways. Humanity has been doing this since the fall. The first godless building project was on the plain of Shinar, at a place called Babel, the place that later bore the name Babylon, and to which God's people were exiled. Revelation 18 therefore refers to the city of man, constructed in defiance of God as Babylon, and Babylon is then personified as a prostitute, enticing people to commit spiritual adultery. Alluring and seductive, the city of man is effective at turning many away from God. It is the great city that has dominion over the kings of the earth, and its influence is significant and destructive. How then are citizens of the city of God to respond to this worldly rival? We are to be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, we are to be salt, which has a distinctive taste and a preservative quality. And we are to be light, which exposes what darkness covers, but which also guides others along the way to safety. We are to live in the tension of being members of this world, but not belonging here. Residing here, but also being separate from those whose hearts and minds are set against God. The sins of the city of man must not characterize the believer, John says, lest we share in her plagues. If we yield to Babylon's seduction, we prove our identity was never truly that of a citizen of God's kingdom. Those who follow Christ must be committed to the Bible's truth. Christianity is more than a moral code. It's more than a framework for living or a method to improve one's life. Where is the cross in that? Christianity is distinct from all other religions in that we hold fast to Jesus' death on the cross as our means of reconciliation to God. We were once dead in our sins, deserving of God's wrath and judgment, but he redeemed us through Christ's perfect life, atoning death and victorious resurrection. For now, the world goes on as it always did. But one day, Christ will return and silence every false prophet, every citizen of Babylon, and even the devil himself. We may see the church hard-pressed, mocked, legislated against, and persecuted. The world will see it as weak, on the wrong side of history, and not worthy of respect or acceptance. But we take hope in this triumphant affirmation. Neither the gates of Babylon nor the gates of hell will prevail because Christ will build and keep his church. So for now, as you live in Babylon, what of its sins do you find most alluring? In what ways are you most tempted to live as though this city is all there is? And what opportunities have you been given to be salt and light to those around you? Be sure both to resist the city of man and to beckon others to the city of God.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotional, copyright Alistair Begg. It's published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.